Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Finishing the Race, Prepare for the Winning Kick. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1, Service Calibration. Let's look at our text. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Most things in life require adjustment in order to function properly. An automobile engine, communication equipment, physical health. Our spiritual life needs periodic adjustment so that we can be effective as servants of Christ and stewards of the gospel. I have several questions based on Paul's first letter to Corinth, which you should ask yourself to check if your servant-o-meter is calibrated. First, am I a good servant of Christ? Look at verses 2 through 4. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself. Yet, am I not justified by this? But he who judges me is the Lord. Can Jesus trust me as a steward? Am I a good servant? Well, Luke chapter 17, verse 10. When you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. We've only done what we're told to do. We haven't done anything more, nothing extra. Who do we serve as Christians? You serve Jesus first, last, and only. Others are served as a result of serving Him. Second question, am I a grateful servant? Look at verse 7. For who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? The only thing I have is that which the Lord Jesus Christ gives me. Who's getting the glory from my service? Do I act as if I did it by myself? God gets the glory. Others get the credit. And you get the joy. I get the joy. If you feel like you should be recognized, then you need to check your motive. And third, what price am I willing to pay as servant? Look at verses 9 down to verse 13. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you're wise in Christ. We're weak, but you're strong. You are distinguished, but we're dishonored. To the present hour, we're both hungry and thirst. We both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. In verse 12, we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we endure, being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. Your service to Christ will never be effective beyond what you're willing to suffer. Listen, go back and review Paul's list. And then let me ask you, what will you endure for the Lord? Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, the apostle tells us, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. There is power available for serving Christ. Look at verses 18 and 19. Now, some are puffed up as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Notice verse 20 again. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Well, let me ask you, and you think about this, is your serpentometer calibrated? You have a great day.